Now today's sugya starts off and says, brings a raya from the Mishnah in Yud Aleph, where we have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. At what time does a person have to stop eating chametz? Rabbi Meir says he stops at the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to stop at the beginning of the fifth hour. So the Gemara says like this. Everybody, this is a machloikis in a takonas chachomim. How far back did Chazal stop a person from eating? But from the time of the end of the sixth hour, everybody holds min ha-Torah, chometz is awesome. From the beginning of the seventh, which is the end of the sixth. The machlokes is, according to your mayor, you stop the beginning, you go back 1 hour, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, midrabbanan, you go back 2 hours. But we're not going into the shaila of the chachomim chashash. That's not what we're working on now. Mitzvah Shem is a sugya, which we'll probably have later after Purim. Right now, the Gemara says, but you see for sure, there's an Isser min HaTorah from Shei Shois Ulamayla, that means from the end of Shei Shois, Midrabon in the beginning of the sixth, Min HaTorah from the end of the sixth hour. From that Mishnah, if the whole Machlokes is backwards, an hour or two, but from the beginning of the seventh hour, there's an Isser min HaTorah. So the Gemara wants to know, Minolot, where does this come from? Where does this Isser stem from? So when you see the word Minolon, it's Osir, Minolon. What Isser? You have to think about what Isser are we talking about? Because there's three possibilities. You could either be talking about the Isser of Bal Yeroa, Bal Yemotze, the Isser of not having chametz. You could be talking about the Isser of eating chametz, or it could be talking about the Isser of Tashbisu. Even though Tashbisu is considered a mitzvah saseh, but it's also considered having chametz around is being mevatel the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu. So when the Gemara says, Nikuli alma chametz, mishei shosamayla osur, it doesn't say what we're talking about. And especially after we spent last week dealing with three different Isurim, so you have to know what exactly is, what's Osir from Shei Shois Ulamayla, which Isir is Osir, and then the Gemara asks, Minolon, where are the Psukim that teach us that? Now, as a Hakdoma, Poshet, this Gemara is not talking about the Isir of eating chametz. That's not the Isser that we're looking for. How do we know you're not allowed to eat chametz from the beginning of the seventh hour? Why not? Besides the psukim later that the Gemara brings doesn't talk about it. But this shaila of at what time does the Torah give a lav to eat chametz, which is called lifnei zmanoi, that's a machlokes tanoim later on daf chof ches amid beis. So the Gemara here is not discussing the law of eating chametz. What? It's Chof Ches Amud Beis, has a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says there's a law, lifnei zmanai, as I mentioned in the Hakdoma, because it says three times in the Torah, kol machmetzes loisei chelu. Why did the Torah tell us three times the same thing? For the three time zones. So Rabbi Yehuda learns that there's a just not only during Pesach in Nalari Chometz, but there's Lifnei Zmanai, which means from the end of the sixth hour till at night, there's a lav to eat. And the third pasuk is La'achar Zmanai. Any Chometz that stayed over Pesach and Rishus of Yisrael, you're not allowed to pashtis, you're not allowed to eat Chometz that was after Pesach, Min HaTorah. So again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Shiloh. That there's a pasuk to teach us, there's an iser to eat chametz from Shei Shois Sulamayim. According to Reb Shimon says you're not over anything. Pashtus in Reb Shimon is mashma that the iser of eating chametz starts at night. If a man were to take, go into a store and eat chametz at 6 o'clock, Erev Yom Tov, before he goes to shul, according to Rav Shimon, he's not over on eating chametz. Yes? No, the ox means, what, the ox, that's where it starts from. You're not allowed to eat. Okay, that's good. Ach, when is loisoichel? When should you stop? When is the lav of lifnei zmanai from ach, from halfway? It's very good. There's no issur in the morning. The issur starts lifnei zmanai from the beginning of the seventh hour. But according to Rav Shimon, the Gemara says there's no issur to eat chametz until at night. So pashtus, let's go. So this Gemara is not discussing the issur of eating chametz. Because for that we have a machlokes tanoim and daf kof ches on the base. This Gemara seems to be working on the minolon. How do you know that you have to destroy the chametz? It says the sorfin b'tchila sheish. The shalom is not on the oichlin. The shalom the Gemara is according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. They both agree that sorfin b'tchila sheish, that you must get rid of the chametz by the beginning of the sixth hour, midrabonim. Min ha-Torah, sorfin, you have to start to burn the beginning of the seventh hour. So the shail in the Gemara is minolon. How do we know that you have to get rid of the chametz by the beginning of the seventh hour? Why can't you just wait right before Yom Tov? So the Gemara comes along, Pashtus, this Gemara is dealing with the mitzvahs asay of Tashbisu. The psukim, Amar Abaye. Abaye says the reason why you have to make the bedika at night and make beer and destroy it by the beginning of the seventh hour is because we learn out Terei Kroiksiv. We have two psukim. One pasuk says, Shivas Yamasar lo yamatsu. The lav of Bal Yeroi and Bal Yemotzei Pashtus starts at night. Because it says, Shivas Yomim. When does the 7 days of Yom Tov start? At night. So Bal Yeroi and Bal Yemotzei starts at night. But the Torah gives another pasuk, Ah, Bayoim Harishin Tashbisu. So the second pasuk of Ah, Bayoim Harishin Tashbisu, which is the mitzvah asay of Tashbisu, is what pushes off the avera. The reason why you have to burn the chametz by 7 hours and you can't wait until night is because the mitzvah to say of Tashbisu starts earlier. So it comes out technically according to this, we're not worried about eating the chametz, we're not worried about the lav of Bal Yeroi yet. The reason when it says in the Gemara Oser Mishesho Yisulamayla, it really means the mitzvah to say starts. It's not so much the lav, we're dealing with the mitzvah saseh. Moshe, you got it with me? Right down. We're dealing, again, we're not discussing the eating or discussing the having chametz. We're talking about the mitzvah saseh. Now, we have a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, exactly where do we see from the pasuk? What does Abaye mean? Terei kroi ksivi. There's two psukim. And from these two psukim, we learn out that Tashbisu does not start beyond a rishon. It doesn't start at Yontif. Tashbisu has to be start from Chatzois on Erev Pesach. Rashi learns when it says Terei Kroi Ksivi, it means it's a stira between these two psukim. Terei, they're opposite psukim. And because you have a stira, the only way to answer the stira is by saying from Erev Yom. Why? What's the stira? Because Rashi's like this. Tashbisu, Shivas Yomim Sorlo Yemotze means you can't have chametz the whole 7 days. That means from the time of Shkia, let's say Shkia, which is already Suffolk Laila, at let's say 7 o'clock in the evening, starts Shivas Yomim. Even though Yomim means Laila. Also, without going into it, Yomim means full day, from at night, because of the Heshkish Tehillas Matzah. So Shivas Yomim Sorlo Yemotze starts at night. Tashbisu B'yom HaRishon can't start after 7 o'clock, which is when the Yom Tov starts. Because if you're going to start destroying it at 7 o'clock, the chametz is still around. So it comes out, you're trying to be mekayim to save tesh bisus. And at the same time, it'll be over on bal yiroa bal yimotzi. So Rashi learns, terei kroi ksivi means you have a stira between the mitzvah saseh of tesh bisu and the avera of bal yiroa bal yimotzi. They can't live together. Because you can't say that's what Hashem wants us to do, the mitzvah of tesh bisu, because it's not burnt yet. Till you burn. And the Torah says you're not allowed to have chametz around. So it's going to be around while you're making tesh bisu. Rashi learns because trei kroi ksivi means the stira, and therefore it must be that achbi amarisha means before the 7 days. The shaila is how much before? The day before. On that you have ach, tukshatim and Rashi, either half or the gematria of ach, so the mela, it comes out, but it starts off with a stira. The stira between the two psukim. Taisus learns that there's no stira. Taisus asks the kasha and Rashi, there's no stira. Baker Taisus says, Beinir Luri, the mitzvah to say of Tashbisu is only Achar Isura. And what exactly does Taisus mean over here? What do you mean, La'achar Isura? Taisus says, Baker. Taisus holds there's no problem. There's two Kiddushim in Taisus. First Kiddush in Taisus is that even though Bal Yeruah, Bal Yemotze would start as soon as 7 o'clock comes, there's no problem. You won't be over on Bal Yeruah, Bal Yemotze. And Taisus says, not only that, it's better. It's the mitzvah of Tashbisu, which is burning. Tashbisu, Taisus is going to Mashiach Rekiva later on the end of the Gemara. And Lefi Reb Yehuda, who say, Ein Bir Chometz El Asreifa, that the way to the Mekayin Tashbisu is burning. Now, when should you burn? Taisus says it's more logical to burn after there's an Isser. What Isser Pashtas Taisus is referring to? Taisus is going like that the Isser of Achila and Hanoah makes it that then you have to burn the Chometz. Since Chometz during Pesach is Osir Ba'achila and Ba'Hanoah, like we mentioned before. So it's like Nicer. The Gemara compares and Dabchov Zayin Chofes that the Reb Yehuda learns out the mitzvah of Sreifa by Chometz, just like by Noiser. By Noiser, the Torah says you have to burn Noiser. Any kudshim, which was not eaten, and by the time the day came, you had a whole night to eat Noiser. And if you leave over Noiser till after the morning, the din is it's Aser Ba'ano, and you have to burn it. So Reb Yehuda says, so Chometz also burn. So Taisus says, if we're comparing Chometz to Noiser, so chametz, the only time, when should you be mekayim the mitzvah of burning chametz? When it's aser ba'achila and hanor. So therefore, Taisus says, so therefore it's more logical that the mitzvah of tashbisu should be when the 7 days start. Because then once the 7 days start, and then chametz is aser ba'achila ba'hanor, it's similar to neiser, so then you have the mitzvah of tashbisu. So therefore, Taisus has a problem with Rashi's pshat. Not only is it no stira to make Tashbisu on Yontif, but it's even more logical to make it on Yontif, because when the Chometz is on Yontif, it's like nicer. And if it's like nicer, it could be, it was a mitzvah to burn. Therefore, Taisus, because of that, says that what Abaye says, Terei Kroi Ksivi, doesn't mean it's a stira. Terei Kroi means there's an extra pasuk. One would have been enough. If the Torah would have just said simply, Tashbisu. Lo Yeroa, Lo Yemotze, Tashbisu. We'd say, when make Tashbisu? Once you're over and by you're by Yomotze, once Yontif comes. So therefore, what did the Torah have to add? Ach by Yom Rishon, to make a second time zone for Yom Rishon? It must be that the Torah is adding on, that you have the mitzvah of Tashbisu earlier, even before Yontif comes. Now at this point, Mechari, you have to add it to Taisus an important thing. Mechari, Taisus can only go like Rabbi Yehuda. Remember I just said before in the beginning of this year, we have a Machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. When does the Torah put an Isser of eating Chometz? Reb Kohen Reb Yehuda, the Isser of eating and having Hanoah starts at Chatzos, at the seventh hour. According to Reb Shimon, the Isser of eating Chometz and the Isser of having pleasure from Chometz only starts at night. So the Chora of Taisus can only go like Reb Yehuda. Because Taisus says Tashbisu is Hasreif, because it's already the mitzvah of Tashbisu is when it's Osir Bachil and Bahano. So So Tosfos says, when the Torah trei kroi ksivi, the Torah is telling us make tashbisu before Yontif, make tashbisu from Chatzais erev Yontif. That's only good luck of Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says from Chatzais, chametz is aser b'achila b'hano. It's like nicer. It's already like nicer from Chatzais and on. It's already like nicer because you're not allowed to eat chametz. You're not allowed to have chametz. So therefore, Tosfos could say, therefore you have to burn the chametz. Tashbisu could start earlier if the lav of eating chametz and having a normal chametz starts earlier, then Tosfos' pshat is very good. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that the issur of eating an hanor is only going to start at night, it's not like nicer. Like Rabbi Shimon, what? The Gemara says min haTorah you got to start from the seventh hour, which is chatzis, the beginning of the seventh hour. Do tashbisu. You don't wait at night. You have to do it earlier. So the Chorah Taisus Pshat, Taisus holds Tashbisu is only after the Chometz is Asher Ba'achil and Ba'anor. So then you can do Tashbisu to burn it like Noisir. That's only good if you hold like of Yehuda, that you'll be able, that the Isser of Achil Anor is also going to be pushed up to Chatzos. So then everything is very good. Instead of being like Noisir at nighttime, it's already like Noisir from 6 hours from the half day. And since it's like nicer already in the half a day, so I have to have tashbisu. But like Reb Shimon, the Gemara won't come out because according to Reb Shimon, it's not going to be like nicer. Like Reb Shimon, you're allowed to eat and have pleasure from chametz until nighttime because there's no lav yet. So according to Tosfos, lomdas that tashbisu is only in Isur Hanor. So the chora tashbisu would have to start later also when it's asur b'hanor. So in Pashtus, Tosfos, like many other Rishonim, passing like a Yehuda, that says the Isser of Chometz starts half, or the Isser of eating Chometz and having a Noah of Chometz starts from 7 hours and on, therefore Tosfos is very good. Tosfos holds that the Tashbisu, Bisreifa, can also start from an extra Pasuk. The extra Pasuk teaches us that don't wait for Tashbisu at night, do it already as it, when the Isser Hanor starts. When does the Isser Vachila Hanor start according to Yehuda? From half day. So according to Tosfos, Tashbisu starts half day. According to Rashi's Pshat, it can go like Rav Shimon also. Because according to Rashi, the mitzvah of Tashbisu comes from the simple Stirim Sukkim. Even according to Rav Shimon, you still have a Stirim Sukkim. Well, you can't wait to start Tashbisu at night because according to Rashi, you have a Stirim. What's the stira? You bal yiro bal yimotze. You're not allowed to have chametz around. So even according to Reb Shimon, who says that you're allowed to eat and have pleasure from chametz, but tashbisu you're going to have to do earlier. Because if you wait until at nighttime, it's already bal yiro bal yimotze. You'll be erva and avera. So the machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, is not only in how we derive pshat in the Gemara, but there's going to be a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, whether this, the lumdus in Agamora, can only come out like with Yehuda, or even like with Shimon. Okay. So this is the, we have the kitzer, a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Is there a stira? Is there a problem, technically? If could the Torah give a mitzvah saseh of tashbisu once the Bal Yeroh started already? According to Rashi, it's impossible. You can't have Tashbisu start when there's already a Bal Yeroh, Bal Yemotze. Tashbisu must be earlier because you're going to be over. While you're in the middle of destroying it, it's still around. According to Tosfos, there's no problem. That was the first Yisoy that we said in Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So I saw the Achreinim come to be Masver. What is this Shiloh? Why, according to Rashi, is there a contradiction? Is it possible to have Tashbisu at night because of Bal Yeroh? And according to Tosfos, there's no problem. So he said a very beautiful shaila. If a man, for instance, it's really based on a Tosfos and Chof Tes Samad Aleph, or Chof Tes Samad Beis. There's a famous shaila in the Rishonim called Mashe Chometz Amanas Levara. If somebody has Chometz in his property, he has chametz during Pesach. For instance, if a man, let's say, will buy a field, whatever, and he doesn't, you know, as soon as he takes possession of the chametz, he's going to run right away and he's going to try to burn it. Let's say in Chol HaMoed, a man buys a piece of land, and there's chametz there. He has a choice. He's either tell the guy, you got to get rid of this chametz before I buy it, because it's Pesach. Or he'll buy the field, and as soon as he takes property, as soon as he takes possession, he will go ahead and he'll get rid of the chametz. So there's a machlokes rishonim. Mashe chametz, the person who keeps chametz, not because he wants to eat it or have it, but he plans as soon as he gets a chance, he's going to destroy it. Is there an avera bal yirah bal yamatzeh or not? You could look at it two ways. For the 5 minutes that it takes, for the time that he owns the property to get rid of it, as soon as he can, at his first chance, he will get rid of it. Is he over on bal yirah bal yamatzeh? Because the ownership, in technically in halacha, he owned it for those 5 minutes, or maybe not. Since he's even though he's owning it, his kavana, and he wants as soon as he can to destroy it. So such a keeping of chametz, mashe with a hey, like holding on to chametz, al menas levara with a kavana to destroy it, owning chametz with a kavana to destroy, is that also lo yibal yiroa or not? Tosfos shita is that there's no avera of bal yirah bal yamatzeh. And other rishonim seem to say that there is a lav of bal yirah. Do you hear the case clear? Normally, bal yirah bal yamatzeh is a man has chametz and he does not plan, he doesn't want to destroy it. That, the Torah says, you get an avera for that. But if a person has chametz, but his full intention is kavonah as soon as he can to get rid of it, Is the Torah say there's an avera because l'maisa you had it? So who cares that you had kavana to destroy it? Your kavana can't change it. The metzias is you had it. Well, maybe not. Now let's see. You still have a kasha? Okay. So the achronim say that Rashi and Tosfos are, that's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that when the Torah gave a law of lo yirah l'chol chametz, it's totally metzias. The Torah says a Jew is not allowed to be the owner of chametz when Pesach comes. It's totally in the metzias of having or owning chametz. Therefore, even though it's impossible that the Torah would go ahead and put a mitzvah of tashbisu to start at 7 o'clock at night, because at 7 o'clock at night, by the time it gets burned, it's going to take a few minutes. So even though he's in the process of destroying the chametz, but Lamaisa, he had chametz in his possession. So the Torah is not going to give a mitzvah when he's going to do an avera. Mashen came Tosfos holds. Good, so therefore start earlier. But don't do it now. No. No, but it's not logical because it's getting, why say that the Torah is going to push him off an avera? The avera he'll have. So it's more logical that the Torah wants you to do it before. If you have no choice, you say what you say. You're right. Sometimes, but here you have a choice. So it's more logical that the Torah didn't want it to conflict. But according to Tosfos, there's no conflict at all. Because when the Torah gives a mitzvah of tashbisu, assuming if the Torah would say, at 7 o'clock at night, lo yirah lo yamatzeh, you are not allowed to own chametz. That's only if you want to keep it. But if the if you have it, your plans are, even without tashbisu, you want to get rid of it as soon as you can, the kavana that you don't want to hold on to it is enough to save you from the avera of bal yirah. So there's nothing wrong with the Torah saying, certainly, tashbisu, at 7 o'clock at night, start burning, and even though it takes 5 minutes for it to burn, there's no avera of bal yirah, because your kavana, not only your kavana, you're actually doing a mitzvah sasei of tashbisu. But a kavana alone is enough. I'm going even further. The sheet of Tosfos and Daf Chof Ches is, even if you're not actually burning it, but if you plan to, and it's only, it's not, it's out of your control that you can't do it now. It gets very complicated with a situation where a person couldn't make beer chametz. He owned it, but he had no way, he couldn't have control of it. He's a yontif with different problems, but he's masha al manas levare. He wants, he's kavona, shows you the power of kavona. He wants to destroy it. So according to Tosfos, there's no more problem of bal yirah bal yamatzeh. Therefore, Tosfos had to say that how do we know tashbisu has to be earlier? It must be because it's an extra pasuk. But Rashi held that how do we know that tashbisu has to be earlier? Because Rashi held that even that the, you can't, any keeping of chametz, even while he's in the process of destroying, until the chametz is burnt so far that it's no longer chametz. It's nifsel me'achilas kelev. The dog can't eat it. It's not chametz anymore. But while it's in the oven, even though he wants it to be burned, there will be an aver of bal yiroa bal yimotze, and therefore the Torah, it can't be. The Torah, when the Torah said tashbisu, it must be the mitzvah saseh comes earlier. Okay. So the kids are say according to Rashi and say according to Tosfos, the Gemara comes out that there's a mitzvah saseh of tashbisu from 7 hours and on. Now, let's talk about now the iser of bal yiroa and bal yimotze. We start off saying, whenever you're dealing with chametz, you're dealing with three possibilities, right? We took care of tashbisu. The Gemara says tashbisu must be from Erev Yontif. It's not at night. It's from Erev Yontif in the middle of the day. Achol. That's tashbisu. Now, let's think, when does the Isser of Bal Yiroa and Bal Yimotze start? At what time does it start? At night, it certainly starts. If a man has chametz at night, Shivas Yomim starts at night. But if a man will keep chametz or buy chametz 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's after chatzos, but it's not nighttime yet, will he get the aveir of bal yiroa and bal yimotze? So, not that eating. The machlokes review is only eating. Yeah, be very careful. The machlokes, I said in the beginning of this year, is about eating. That's what I said. Took about eating. We didn't get yet. I only spoke about eating. Then this Gemara is Pashas Tashbisu. Let's talk about Bal Yiroa and Bal Yimotze. At what time does that Isser start? I mentioned in the Hakdamah, but now we'll go a little deeper. There's a Rashi and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and Rashi says Mefurish that the Isser of Bal Yiroa and Bal Yimotze also starts at 6 o'clock, at 6, at the end of the 6th hour. Just like Tashbisu. Where is Tashbisu? Tashbisu is a pasuk, Ach B'Yamarishim. But Bal Yiroa L'Chora should start at night, because Bal Yiroa says Shivas Yomim. Shivas Yomim doesn't start at Chatzai, Shivas Yomim starts at night. And Rashi holds that the Avera, Bal Yiroa, Bal Yomotze starts earlier. The Ravid and Perigimel, Mechometzu Matzah argues. And the Ravid holds Beferish, there's no Avera of Bal Yiroa and Bal Yomotze until at night. Look in the Chumash. Shivas Yomim, Se'or, Lo Yimotzi B'Otechem. Why should it start earlier than Shivas Yomim? Tashbisu, we understand, because Tashbisu we have an extra pasuk for. To answer, where did Rashi see that there is an Avera of Bal Yiroa and Bal Yimotze even earlier? Where should this Lav come in earlier? So the Noydib Yehuda in Ar HaChaim, the Noydib Yehuda says a very interesting chap. The Noydib Yehuda says, Rashi held that just like you see in the Gemara, if you had the Gemara today, Iskis Hasbasa Sa'or, Lachilas Chomet. Remember the Gemara, today's Gemara, if you had a chance. We make a Hekish. In the same Pasuk, it says, destroying Hasbasa Sa'or, Shivas Yomim Sa'or Le'imotzi B'vatecha. And then it says, Achilas Chomet, Akikolechol Machmetzes. So you see, you make a Hekish. One lav of Chomet to another lav. The lav of Bal Yiroa is compared to not eating chametz. That's how you know at night. Just like at night you're not allowed to eat chametz, you're not allowed to eat because you have to eat matzah, so you're not allowed to eat chametz. You're not allowed to eat chametz, you're not allowed to keep chametz. So the Noid of Yudah says, Rashi made a new hekesh. In the Torah it says, puts together, the law, Shivas Yom Nesor Le'amotzi B'techem, Ach B'yom HaRishon Tashbishu Sa'or, the Torah connects, writes one next to each other. The mitzvahs say tashbisu right next to lo yiroa lo yimotze. So the hekish is just like tashbisu starts at 7 hours, bal yiroa bal yimotze also start at 7 hours. The big yisoid, the Noid Yehuda says, Rashi learned that we compare the dinim of tashbisu to the lav of bal yiroa bal yimotze. The Ravid doesn't hold such a hekish. So that hekish is not mentioned in the Gemara, or else the Ravid wouldn't argue. The Ravid says it's two separate things. Bal Yiroa, Bal Yimotze, the Lav starts at night. And the Mitzvah Seh Tashbisu starts earlier. But according to Rashi, the Torah, just like the Torah pushed up Tashbisu 6 hours earlier, so so, and the Torah says so, lo yimotzi b'vatechem. The lav is written right next to the mitzvahs asay, so the zman for the mitzvahs, or for the lav, is going to be the same zman for the mitzvah of tashbisu. So according to Rashi, all we have a chiddush. Sai tashbisu starts at 6 hours, and sai, the avera of bal yiroa bal yimotzi, starts at 6 hours. According to the Ravid, it's only tashbisu, not bal yiroa and bal yimotzi. So one of the achrenim asked a gavaldi akasha on Rashi. It's a big kapkasha. The chora, Rashi l'shitasa, is going to have a big problem. Now, why? Because if you didn't like the Ravid, everything is good. La yiroa bal yimotzi starts at night. You're not allowed to have chomets at all. Tashbisu is 6 hours early, so you got plenty of time for tashbisu. There's no contradiction between tashbisu and bal yiroa, right? Because you got from 7 hours to a night. There's no bal yiroa. That's the time to get rid of the chomets. But if we're saying now that like Rashi, bal yiroa is pushed up 6 hours, so it comes out that as soon as chatzais comes, as soon as the seventh hour comes, there's again bal yiroa, bal yimotzi. The Torah says you can't have a crumb of chomets in your property. So how could you be Mekayim Tashbisu by Ach Bayom HaRishon? Pashtus means that when it comes the seventh hour, Bayom HaRishon Tashbisu. The problem is, again, you got a contradiction. You're going to try to do Tashbisu at the beginning of the seventh hour, but you're going to be Erevan Bal Yeroa, because if Bal Yeroa starts at the same time, so it comes out that you're going to be Erevan Bal Yeroa until it's fully burned. The same problem that Rashi had, the contradiction, that it can't be Tashbisu at the beginning of night, because Bal Yiroa starts then, so it has to be at a different time. So how could Rashi say that you're going to, the mitzvah of Tashbisu and the aver of Bal Yiroa, Bal Yimotzi, is going to start at Chatzos? Again, you're going to got a problem. You're going to start being the Kayim Tashbisu, and already you're going to be over in Bal Yiroa. So to answer that, there's a few ways to answer. But the simplest way to answer is, and I think the more emistic, Lemaisa, is that there's a big difference. Because the Avera of Bal Yiroa at night, which is an Avera, the Torah says, Shivas Yomim Sor LeYimotzi. That's a solid Avera which stands on its own feet. The Torah says, as soon as the bell hits 7 o'clock, as soon as it's Shkia, no Chometz around. Sor LeYimotzi, Shivas Yomim. So then you can't come along with the mitzvah sasei of tashbisu, because while you're doing it, you got a problem of the avera. But what the bal yiroa of earlier, where does that come from? It only comes from the hekish. But how do we know that there's a bal yiroa even earlier? Because the Torah puts it together with tashbisu. And tashbisu starts earlier, so bal yiroa should go along with it. If it's only tagging along to tashbisu, and the person is doing his best to be mekayim tashbisu, so obviously the Torah is not going to let the averi, is not going to be erevan bal yiroa, because if he's proceeding to fulfill the mitzvah tashbisu, for those 5 seconds it can't be bal yiroa, because bal yiroa is hinged. Bal yiroa was only started because it was together with tashbisu. If tashbisu is the cause for bal yiroa, it can't be a contradiction. It can only be a contradiction if it's two separate things. A lav of bal yiroa, and then by its stands on its own. Then the tashbisu can't protect the lav. But if we're learning according to the Neid of Yehuda, that the only reason the Torah added the bal yiroa is because the Torah started the tashbisu, so for as much as you need for tashbisu, there's no bal yiroa. Because the bal yiroa is only grew out of tashbisu. So that's why there's no aver while you're in the middle of the mitzvah sasei. The sefer here, Devar Shmuel, it's a beautiful svara, and I think it's very emistic that here the bal yiroa at 6 hours is not on its own. It's a chelik of tashbisu. It's a hekish, and the hekish is saying maybe to make sure the person shouldn't be lazy and push off the tashbisu to the Torah added it. But if he's not lazy and he does tashbisu, there's no bal yiroa. Hashenkin at night, there is a steer. So the kids here, we discussed tashbisu. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, how do we know that tashbisu starts from seven hours? But the Gemara says it starts from 7 hours. Well, machlokes is, where do we know it from? How does it come out of the psukim? We discussed bal yiroa, and we said that's a machlokes rishonim. Again, a machlokes, is there bal yiroa at all from 7 hours till night, or is there no Bal Yeruah? Machlokes Rishonim, the Rashi and the Raiva. Let's finish off the shir. What about Lamaisa? Is there, when is the Isser to start eating chometz? And this is Halacha Lamaisa. When is there an Isser? So Pashtus from the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the law, there's a separate law not to eat chometz, Mishay shows the Lamaisa. There's a law, and there'll be Malkus on it. Later of Yehuda, this is a very important, please, if you got so far the rest of this year, stay with it and write it down. It's good. Get down this chelik. Do yourself a favor, and it's good. Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need more paper, pencil? Good. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there will be a lav, and there'll be malchus. There'll be a full lav to eat chometz from 7 hours and on. Leiter of Shimon, Pashtus, the Gemara says, and oiva v'loy klum. There's no Avera, according to Rav Shimon, L'chara, according to Rav Shimon, there's no Avera to eat chometz from until night, till mamish before. So there's a big machlokes rishonim, according, is it hakadah, literally, can you eat? When the Gemara is, when Rav Shimon says, ein oiva v'loy klum, what does Rav Shimon really mean that you're not over? Does it mean you're not over anything? So there's many shitas in exactly what Rav Shimon's shita is. The Shulta Giborim says first I'll tell you over Tosfos. Tosfos in the Chof Chesem at Bay says, even like Rav Shimon, who says there's no lav to eat chometz until at nighttime, but there'll be a mitzvah, there'll be an iser aseg. There will be a iser to eat chometz, because when he's eating chometz, he's mevatel the mitzvah aseg of tashbisu. He was supposed to burn the chometz. He was supposed to destroy the chometz. And if a man will take chometz according to Reb Shimon and eat it, he's not destroying it. He's getting pleasure out of it. So even though there's no iser to eat or have hanor from chometz, but he'll be mevatel the is mitzvah aseg of tashbisu. So even according to Reb Shimon, there will be an iser min haTorah to eat chometz because of the mitzvahs aseh of tashbisu. There's no Bal Yeruah, Pashtus. There's no Bal Yeruah, L'chara, if he holds, especially like the Ravid, which is more mistaver. But he will have the iser of, he'll be mevatel the iser of tashbisu. The Shulta Giborim argues on Tosfos. And the Shulta Giborim says that according to Reb Shimon, that he'll be allowed min haTorah to eat chometz till at night. There's a mitzvah to say of tashbisu. B'chara says he should have destroyed it. The Shulta Giborim says, eating is destroying. And this takes us on to a merdik achidish. When a man eats something, he's also destroying it. So according to the Shulta Giborim, when by eating chometz, by having a snack, it's by eating a bagel, Erev Pesach, 5 o'clock before going to shul, he'll be mekayim the mitzvah seref tashbisu. Says chav, that's the whole shir. This is like the, so to speak, the icing on the cake. Such a beautiful chiddush they bring from Aram Chalva, that eating chometz is also what. Not only out over, he'll mekayim mitzvah tashbisu. What else? Lav is not going to be because there's no pasuk. That's the chiddush. Bal Yeruah pashas does not. You have to learn like the writer. Tashbisu, you have to learn that school for Tashbisu. The only thing is a mitzvah derabbanon, because exera, maybe a person will be eating chometz so late for Pesach, it will come out of going this. Maybe he'll continue, he'll forget. But I'm telling you, this is a merdik yachidish, that it'll come out of, that according to Reb Shimon, now there's no lav, so it comes out, stamas, like people think, and some rishonim paskin, like Reb Shimon, halacha lemaisa, the riff. And the Balamor, Paskin, Halacha Lamaisa. I don't Chalila mean to make the Isser or Erev Pesach lighter in your eyes. But Loyamor, it's Chosid. Loyamor, it's Chosid, the Pshat is, because if you don't know Lomdis, so whatever you're doing, you think you're doing something which is an Avera. You don't realize you're doing something that is with Nimashur Sadin. But Halacha Lamaisa, according to those Rishainim, that say that Paskin, like Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon of Yudah, they're both Malachim. We're so used to being so afraid of chometz and halav, but we have to realize that according to some rishonim, if you're passing like Reb Shimon and you're passing like the Shilta Giborim, it's the whole iser of having chometz, the whole inyan of burning with the whole mitzvah of tashbisu, l'chayra. According to this, by eating it, you will be able min haTorah to eat chometz mamish up till Shkia time. But Avada, the Rambam, that's the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch, passing like Yehuda, that there is an Isser min haTorah, there's a lav with Malkus, to eat chometz Erev Pesach. And therefore, especially Tosfos, the mitzvah Tashbisu, once it's Osir Ba'achila, and it's Osir Ba'anoa already from 7 hours, and therefore we're back to Tosfos Shita. That's why there's a mitzvah Tashbisu, because it becomes like nicer. So we're going from extremes. Like the Shulta Geborim, it's a mitzvah to eat a bagel 5 o'clock Erev Pesach. And like Tosfos Shita, it's like nicer. Nicer is like Kachim, which has an Isser of Achila, an Isser of Anoa. I mean, it's like the most. So it shows us the how the contrast between the Shittas and Rishonim.